My name is Vanjie Williams. I'm running for the first congressional seat in the first district of Virginia.
Give me your 30-second pitch. Why should people vote for you?
They should vote for me because I am running as the people's congresswoman. I'm not running as a liberal congresswoman. I'm not running as a conservative congresswoman. I'm running as the people's congresswoman. I'm running because I want to bring an economy that works for everyone. Health care, affordable and accessible health care to everyone. And I want to invest in our communities and our hometown heroes.
What makes you different from the other candidates in the primary? You have a couple of opponents here as people are trying to sort through who they might want to vote for. What makes you different?
What makes me different is I have experience, I have the qualifications, and I have the proven leadership. I have been working on projects as a contractor for the past 15 to 25 years, depending on which field we're talking about. But for the past 15 years, I have been working on some of the toughest projects. And my leadership and my qualifications, I know how to go to Capitol Hill and get the job done. It's not a trial and error. I have the strategy, I have the team, and I have the know-how.
What in particular is something you'd want to change, and how can you do that as, you know, just one out of 435 on the Hill?
I am a team player. I believe in government for the people. It's not an us-them argument any longer. We must work together. And the only way that we're going to make government work for the people is to make sure that we focus our attention on people and not corporations. So one of the things that I want to do, and I believe a lot of candidates right now want to take care of, is reversing Citizens United so that we can make it a government for the people.
The first district is quite a district running across all parts of the state almost in Virginia. How do you represent a district that is so varied and different and sometimes has competing interests?
Communication. I literally listen and speak to everyone. It doesn't matter what party they are, because my focus is on making sure that we have the resources we need in this district, like healthcare, education, transportation, innovation. I'm focusing on issues that cross all boundaries. And being that this district is a large agricultural and aquacultural area, as well as a large federal contractor and government facility area, I literally have experience in literally all those areas. So I can speak to people, and I'm a fair person.
Do you have a most important issue, if you had to pick one, that you would like really want to focus on?
An economy that works for everyone. One that supports healthcare, education, transportation, and, you ready for this, retirement. We need to make sure that our people are taken care of so that they are not dependent on any type of service, but they're dependent on themselves, and they have that hand up that they need to get to the next level of economic protection.
You mentioned transportation. Is there anything in particular in mind? Obviously, that's something from the Northern Virginia part of the district that's often on a lot of people's minds as they try to get to work, and it takes forever.
Well, as a strategic planner, one of the things that I want to do is I want a really detailed study on the I-295, I-95, I-64, Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula transportation areas, because while you see the traffic on 95, it bleeds on to Route 1 and 301. But this is another problem we have in the first district. We have a lack of transportation. In many areas, there is no transportation whatsoever. And until we make it possible for people to get to jobs, to get to healthcare, to get to the educational resources, it is a moot point.
Obviously, a lot in the primary, people have discussed the president. Is President Trump an issue, or is this all about people in the district as you look at this election?
I think the most important thing to remember is that we need effective leadership in Congress. Right now, Rob Whitman is a disappearing act. We've had problems in the first district long before Trump was elected. I'm fighting for the people.
So first question is, do you feel confident you'll win on June 12th?
Yes.
And what about what makes you the best candidate for the Democrats who'd support you to have the best opportunity to take on Congressman Whitman in the fall?
Because I'm an independent-minded Democrat with progressive values, I am there, and I don't count myself as a liberal or conservative. I count myself as a person who is American. I'm running for American values. I'm running for American needs, prosperities, education, and of course, healthcare. And this is important to everyone in this district. And I want to make sure that we accomplish that.
What sparked you to even decide to run for Congress in the first place?
Well, I have a firm belief if you work hard and you play by the rules, the government shouldn't be against you. And as a strategic planner, I see our government is in strategic failure. It's time we had leadership on Capitol Hill that understands what's happening on the ground.
Was there anything that, you know, has come up when you've been talking to voters, or that has been maybe some other issue that you've been focused on that we didn't talk about that you wanted to bring up?
One of my most important initiatives is the Invest Initiative. The Invest Initiative focuses on junior enlisted military, veterans, first responders, and educators. And what I would like to do is introduce a bill that will exempt the first $50,000 of income from these groups of people from federal income tax. By doing this, we give a well-needed boost to our hometown heroes that will feed into our communities. By doing this, we're putting $6,000 a year, approximately, into their pockets. We can take care of this by closing two or three of the tax loopholes that corporations take advantage of. It's time we invest back into our communities and our hometown heroes, and that is the way we're going to do it.